This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
That's not... So he's in the middle of speaking over here. He's in the middle of speaking about the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah and other Nevi'im. So I explained yesterday that it's not in order to tell us how grand and wonderful great Moshe Rabbeinu is. That's not an ikur. In other words, it might be true, but it's not an ikur. The reason why is because two reasons. One, since everything rests on the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu sets on the Torah, if there could be another Navi that's greater than him, or even as great as him, then it would be possible to override it. So just like Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah overrode Avraham Avinu's Nevuah, and Adrava, even the things we have from Avraham Avinu, it's through Moshe that we do them, like the Rambam says. So had Moshe Rabbeinu not been the ultimate Navi, anyone could override him. That's one reason. A second reason is because since other Nevi'im's Nevuah is less than clear, less than perfect, so it is appropriate to be Metargim Nevi'im as metaphors. So we saw a horse with white and red and so on. That's lav dafke, it's not a horse with white and red, it means something else. In Torah, you can't say that. In Torah, everything is kipshutai as a start, and therefore, those are reasons. So we have three reasons we saw yesterday. Three distinctions, not reasons, distinctions. Vehevda Avi, the fourth distinction. Shekol ha-Nevi'im lo tevem ha-Nevuah b'bchirosem al b'tzoyin Hashem. Upamim she'yamad ha-Novi meshach shonot ha-Nevi Nevuah. Upamim yevakesh min ha-Novi she'edi ha-Dova b'Nevuah. V'yamad ad she'isnava boi ach-ayom ach-chadoshim. Adios ha-Klal. There are a lot of different variations. There's some Nevi'im that said one Nevuah. There's some Nevi'im that many times had Nevuah, erratic, no clear cloud. But certainly the Navi is not in charge when it gets Nevuah. Ukvarinu ukvarinu mehem, mishehechenatze barchovis nafshe vizikuch machshavtoik, mashas alisha, bomri vata kuli menagin, ubosa Nevuah. Ve'enze hechrechi shei Navi kashayochenatzmoi. Umoshe beinu kasherotze oma imdu veshen tzavashem lochem, bomadavim ar ochiv. So let's understand this difference based on the point you made before. I guess I'll use a mashal from Esther Malka. Esther Malka is outside, and she needs permission from the king to come in. So all Nevi'im are be'etzem not in the Olam of Nevuah. They're not in that world. They need to come in. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu can admit, cannot admit. It's part of the Etzem Metzius. The Rambam writes that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nidbak, was Dovok Echei Olamim, and that's why he had to be Poyrish from his wife. So the Pshat is Moshe Rabbeinu's Metzius is in that world of Nevuah. So it's very different. Any other Navi, it requires a transition. The words in Olam HaNevuah are one, he's someone else. So in that translation, so to speak, there's unclarity. That's part of the mechitza we're talking about that disrupts it. Moshe Rabbeinu is there, and therefore the dibur is native to him, so to speak, and therefore everything is clear and is the exact way it was said. Okay, Vayisayid Hashmini, Hu Toyer Min Hashemayim. What does that mean? Vehu Lehamin, Shekola Toyra Zois, Hamitsuya Bideina Zema Zeh, He had Toyra to Moshe. The Toyra that we have today is the Toyra that was given to Moshe. Vishi Kulam Pia Gvura, Tzolema Shegil of Kulam Es Hashem. Behagor, Ashitka De Hashela Dibur. Veloyeda Echos Es Hagel, Hu Al Shalom Ashegi Elav. Okay, so let's talk about this point over here. This is a tricky point. He says, "V'hu lehamin So some people raise the issue that as it is today in the world, there are 9 variations of Sefer Torah in terms of letters. The most outstanding one is Patsua Daka with an Aleph or a Hey. Chabad has one. We have others. There is Yihi and Vayiu, Vayihi. It has an extra Vav. Then there's another 7 places where it's almost a Kriya. It's like a Vav or Yud or an Aleph that really don't make any difference. It's just how to write it. So if everybody believes that his Sefer Torah came in Shemayim, we've got a lot of apikarsim. I mean, somewhere along the line, they're going to fall out. 2, when we did the Lava Malka on the Ran, and we saw the Ramah, the Ramah writes that there were no 2 Sefer Torah in Spain that were the same. And he put it together, and he sifted out, so on and so forth. It was Achra, and that's the base of our Sefer Torah, was the Ramah. And then later on, the Mechashai, and the Kesah Sefer, but that's where it comes to. So the Rambam can't mean it literally that our Sefer Torah are correct. The Rambam himself writes that he was Magiel, the Sfarim Alpi, the Sefer Torah, as the Rambam himself writes. So it says Pashat, he's not talking about Gersos of that nature. The main point is that nobody consciously, willingly added sentences and statements to the Torah. The Torah is not has no additions from some other editor. Now there's a famous Ibn Ezra that 3 or 4 places the Ibn Ezra seems to say Solomoshal. Sigmar Barbasa asks, who wrote the last 8 psukim in the Torah after Moshe's Ptira? Once Moshe died, who wrote those psukim? Mara talks about it. There are 4 psukim that seem, there are a few people that seem to sound as if they'd been added or so on. Ibn Ezra seems to say it's a hotly contested, it must make a difference that maybe. He obviously doesn't hold like the Rambam literally. Obviously, there's some machlokas somewhere. But I would say that their position is that those psukim are self-evident that they are written by somebody else. It's just like, I'll give you a mashal. Imagine in a sefer, they have on manuscripts, they have something called a colophon, which is, you'll have a sefer in manuscript form. At the end of the sefer, it says, "I, Chatzkel ben Yeshua, completed this sefer on this and this day, commissioned by the following gvir." That's like not an uncommon nusach. So everyone understands that that's not written by the original author. There actually was a story once. This is a story. There was somebody who, in those days, setting up the words and the letters was a tremendous umnis. We don't, today computer does it, but when you have something complicated like a daf gemara with a lot of different things and figuring out what to put in place so that it fits and everything is the same and so on, is an amazing work, and it was kind of copyright. In other words, it was understood you can't copy it. Somebody ripped off somebody else's shas, somebody put out a shas, labored very strongly, and put it out on his, you know, on as he put it out. And so the first one wrote very cynically, he said, "Mela, that he stole all my hard work, and that's forgivable. But he stole my father, that I can't." Why? Because the first one had put out shas, and he wrote in the front, "This was put out by me, Chatzkel," whatever it is. And he wrote, "The mefarshim I included were the Rosh, the Ran, the Vehulu, and my late father's Hagos, such and such a person on the Shas." The guy who ripped it off was ignorant, so he ripped the whole thing off and put his name on the bottom. So he said he stole my father. Like it says in it, I have my hagos, my late father has gone, and it's not. So the person said, you know, I can't forgive you for stealing my father. So the I would assume that the shita of those of the Eben Ezra at least would be that where the pasuk is clear. So like LeMarshal, if Lo Yitzur the last pesukim would have written ourselves, then we would say it's clear or whatever. The Gemara seems to indicate it's not possible that it's like that. So I'm just leaving it. But this is mekubal that there are no additions in Torah for anyone else. Everything's up in Moshe. He also writes, Shegil of Kulmei Hashem behagor shetikor al derech hashol dibur. So the first point of it is, it was as clear a communication from Hashem. Now, what he says is the word dibur means when wind strikes my vocal cord and a sound vibration come out, that's called dibur. That's not Shaykh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wasn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu who spoke to someone. So was there a voice created? Was it just go through his mind and he hears it? No idea. But he's saying it's called dibur mipi Hashem to say the clarity, as opposed to lahavdil, some of the, I guess, the phraseology of the more traditional epikarsim was that it was divinely inspired. And divinely inspired means it's my fantasy attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's basically, it's a nice way of saying that. Part of that emunah, and the reason why it's so important is because if you can shake any one of these, then basically the entire is just another person's opinion. He's divinely inspired, I'm divinely inspired. So, one. So the dibur was as clear, the conveying information was something that can be labeled dibur because it's clear. Two, v'shehu b'madrega seifer, shekern l'makazir kula. Moshe Rabbeinu was a secretary. He's not, it's not his understanding. He's writing it. Divri yomer v'sipurel mitzoyser. V'kach nikra mechoykek. Mechoykek means, in modern Ivrit, mechoykek is a legislator. It's the last thing it means. Mechoykek is someone who carves out on tablets. They used to carve out the words were written with a stylus on a tablet of some sort. That's what a mechaykek is. Vein hevdol, and b'meilus is vein hevdol bein avnei chom kush mitzrayim uputok noan v'sheimishto meitavol basmatreid onoich Hashem shmat Hashem Hashem echad akom pi agvura. There is no difference. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're not mechalik. By people, we say, listen. Every person is complex. Everyone has different parts of him. This the person said seriously. This person said an off moment. This the person said for public consumption and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. So there's no difference ever in the Elikus of any Pasuk. And in this same, the same Ishtar Metavel Bas Matreid, which seems to be the most irrelevant Pasuk possible. It's like, it's talking about the kings of Esav, whose wife's mother's father and so on, what for? So it actually is the place where the Arizal learns some of the biggest sayyidahs of Torah from there. The reason why Menashe was considered to be such a terrible apikiris, because he said that Torah has the essence, the part that's really important and divine, and surrounding. All these stories are really unimportant. Moshe wrote them. In other words, denying Torah's stance by separating the Torah into different elements and not ascribing it to Moshe, not to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu inyan ein Torah min ha-shamayim. Omru, shu ha-mayimin ki kol ha-Torah kum pi ha-gevura, chuz min pasuk echad, shom ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu, ela Moshe pi atzmoi, v'zeo dvar ha-shem boza, yis'al ha-shem imor ha-kayfim, ela kol milo mena yeshba, chachmoy suploy l'mi shevina ha-shem. Every word has in itself sort of an oimik, Arucha ve'atzmidor chovim in a yam, ve'ein la'odom elahalech b'ikris David Mashiach alakei Yisrael, ashei spalol, gal einai v'abita v'fazat ha'asecha. So one, the words in the Torah will all communicate from Hashem to Moshe. Moshe added nothing, but was totally faithful to the original. Now, not only the written Torah, Okamoikein Pirusha HaMekubal, the Torah, the basic Torah Shabbal Peh, which explains it, Ugamkin Piagvura, Vizashna Seh Yoy Mitra Sukhiv Alulu Vashayf Atzizah Filim Zulasam, Ubeinoi HaToyash Amashel Moshe Malonu. That a sukkah is a certain height, made of a certain material, and has certain halachas, that is all what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe. Ve'amalonu, v'hu Moshe shlichus nemsi rasei, and his giving it over to us is as faithful as could be. V'amayim emar zei said shmini hu amroi, v'zoi stedun k'shashachani k'loi milibi. So this is very incredible. When we're looking for a pasik, when we're looking for a mocker, that turns me shemayim, the place that he finds it is by Kairach. And where they told him, v'zoi stedun k'shashachani k'loi milibi. In other words, the real crux of the Taina is that Moshe Rabbeinu or someone else added to it. And that's the easiest way. Nobody wants to defy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the minute you defy a person and you say it's his misinterpretation or whatever it is, that's very easy. Korach couldn't fight, he wasn't out to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was out to say, okay, Moshe Rabbeinu had negias, and Mamela, he heard it, he misheard it, misinterpreted it, and something like that. So that's the pasuk where we learn that it's min hashamayim, because it's where it's relevant. In other words, where a person wants to dislodge a pot by saying it's not this, it's not that, that's where we learn it from. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
To what extent, how far do you continue this part of the Torah Shabbal Pad that you say has not never changed?
He's talking about the basic, the Halacha Moshe Mesinai that described the mitzvah basic. Any question that arose later was paskened by a Sanhedrin. It has the tokev of being paskened by Sanhedrin. It's something that by extension is Halacha, but it's not given me Sinai. Now, it does say in different places that everything was given to Moshe, but it wasn't part of the package Moshe gave us. So what Moshe knew, but it's really not relevant to us. And that's why the Moshe Sanhedrin could override a Psak Din, if it's Gadol Menu Chachminya. It can override the Chelek of Torah Shabbat Peh that Moshe Rabbeinu got me Sinai about the basic, you know, that a Sukkah Zayin al Zayin, that it's a Seret Fachim Ha, and so on.
And what about like the Drashim?
It doesn't say. In other words, we're focused on the seat. Now, by implication, he says that the chelik in Torah that's stories is also Moshe Rabbeinu, and it has every word has meaning. He doesn't speak about the Chazal. Whether my sense is that the yesodas that Chazal give us, the truths, they had to get from someplace. It's certainly not muchach. How they put in the puzzle, what they saw, that's up here in Ruch Kacha, but it's not part of this. Okay.
Sayna, how do you feel, man?
Yeah.